Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, hi, everybody. So we're going to be debating whether dragons existed or not. And for their 10-minute opening here, we got Howard. And floor is all yours, Howard.
Thank you, Ryan. I've prepared a 12-minute video. I'll just put it on now. And I'll be talking over it. Okay. So there's no copyright strikes to worry about. Let's see. Thank you for having me on, Ryan, and thank you to James if you're watching, and thank you to Tom for joining us on this debate. Okay, is that full screen?
That looks good on my side.
Awesome, let's hit play. Okay, so today I'm going to share some evidence that supports the existence of dragons and that there might be a demonic conspiracy to hide them. So we're talking about the current existence, not just in the past. See, we're programmed with the idea that they lived long ago, and we're desensitized to think that they had pea brains, yet all discoveries of dinosaurs have either been confirmed fraudulent or their completeness is very low, which makes it easy to support any narrative because they just make reconstructions or even fabrications from partial discoveries. When there is a whole discovery and the head is intact, it's quite difficult for them to say it's anything else. And maybe even bigger discoveries, but we're just unable to see them. Is it right if I just pause for a second? It seems to be going a lot faster than it should. Okay, I'll have to talk fast. It just seems to be going faster than it should. But yeah, let's hit play again. So the Bible says that the devil is a dragon in our sea, and that there's snakes much bigger in size than we're used to seeing, even in the reality nowadays. So it shouldn't be so difficult to be open to the idea that creatures were larger than we observe in present times. We see lots of evidence that there used to be giant-sized beings and even fallen angels that want us to ignore intelligent design, showing us an old world order without free will. And there's also mentioned in the Bible, the Quran, and many other ancient texts and myths from all around the world with physical evidence to support these stories and verses. We even see skeletons have been discovered that support the ancient texts. And we can also see there's been many published articles throughout history. But we can also see there's evidence of a conspiracy, as the Smithsonian have been forced in court to admit that they've destroyed many discoveries. Hiding dragons and truth about the creation would cause us to neglect worship of the Creator. A distorted worldview causes us to be easily misguided. This one's stopped. Okay, so we see biblical accounts where they don't make sense on the model that we're taught to believe in. And we also see models at mountains that appear to be remnants of giant trees. There's evidence everywhere that there's been multiple cataclysms throughout our history that we're being taught to ignore, even when the evidence is right in your face. We've seen petrified wood, melted buildings that show advanced civilizations were wiped out. And it was most likely a supernatural event because melted buildings, burnt sulfur, and even meaty colored rock all adds up in favor to what the scriptures have warned us about. We see mainstream science acknowledging evidence of a flood, especially when we see marine microorganisms on the top of mountaintops. Even cartoons like The Simpsons talk about there being a firmament and a worldwide flood before. And we've also got reproducible evidence all over the world that debunks an asteroid event. and the Big Bang timeline for evolution. So it all suggests that there's a deception going on because the evidence is everywhere, yet we're being taught to ignore it. And we're being taught other narratives that aren't demonstrable. So by hiding dragons with dinosaur fabrications, they'd also cause people not to be open to the idea that there was titans. And the old world order shows advanced understanding, a de-evolution, not that we're getting smarter, but that we're getting dumber due to a demonic conspiracy to distort our worldview so that we don't sense our connection, our personal relationship to the creator and what we could sense is true. As again, we've got scripture, evidence, and mathematics. And what we're taught to, believe as asteroid craters doesn't seem to make sense, but a fake extinction would cause us to believe in various narratives. Yet there's many scriptures that explain there's higher dimensional beings that could be something to do with the seven colors in the rainbow, the electromagnetic field, what we call the firmament, because the light bearer might be what separates the waters from above from the waters below. As they say, it's a sea dragon. So may the spiritual realm manifest in the physical, as the Bible says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So that would explain all these depictions of unicorns. I'd like to shout out TNT, Teaching Nerds, Teaching Needs Truth, and also Marty Leeds and Shaking My Head Productions for helping me come across all this information. Because it seems like what the Bible says is literally that there's been a being from the heavens above cast down to earth, and that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against higher principalities in higher places, which could explain lots of the depictions in the past, Hollywood, and also why the space agencies seem to resonate true to a lot of people, because we've seen these things before in other places. Just like the planets were all worshipped as demigods, higher dimensional beings throughout history, all over the world, they've had different names, but they've always been acknowledging the same entities. Even the Quran knows jinn as being a higher dimensional type of fire, like plasma, but that they choose to appear as dragons, serpents, and sometimes even dogs, which is all very interesting evidence that we shouldn't ignore. Even Mercury is known as the messenger. And throughout Mexico, India, and Greece, we see a lot of serpent entities. Could it be that they're hybrid or that they're totally different creation? But it's definitely strange that we can see such similarities from different parts of the world before there was communication. So there's also talk about the serpent seed, that there's a dragon bloodline. And that could explain why so many countries use dragons in their flags, as well as the statues and the depictions, the artifacts that are very, very well made. So people have gone to a lot of trouble to make these with precise details. In Egypt, y en México también, all over the world, we're seeing serpents. Even Aleister Crowley drew a picture of a demon that he summoned. And it looks like they would like us to act the way they act and eat the way they eat. Even depictions from Pope Gregory seem to show some reptilian entities. Not only has Alfa Romeo used the dragon eating a child, but so does many other families. And the Vatican have got buildings that look like snakes from inside and from outside, which is quite strange. Also, they've called the most powerful telescope in the world Lucifer, which tells me that Venus might be the morning star and the evening star that the Bible talks about. And the means would be that the devil or these demons or these higher dimensional beings have got us worshipping them by telling us what to believe in. So they would control the narratives by stopping us from traveling and also by telling us how to look after our health and all sorts. Yet again, the Bible does warn us that we will be delusional if we put our guard down. There's also many depictions of Saturn manifesting into flesh and eating children, which is quite interesting because when we look at the biblical verses that suggest there's a human bloodline, a serpent seed, it does relate to vampires. And again, Hollywood's there to desensitize us with positive priming so that we're not scared, but we actually might like them. It could explain, if there is any truth to this, why Napoleon didn't die when he was poisoned. And it would also explain why the Order of the Dragon, a secret society of which Count Dracula was the member, or Vlad the Impaler, would probably explain why Charles admitted to being his descendant.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see.
Yeah, and maybe why they've got the dragon on the chair when he was made the prince. It's very interesting that they put lots of detail to represent the Beast of Revelation on their emblem. And it's also interesting that the all-seeing eye of Lucifer is so potent, and that the square and compass in masonry seems to have come from a reptilian entity from Japan. So yeah, we see that high degree Masons worship Lucifer, which is a higher dimensional being. And we also see that the world leaders attend ceremonies in Gotham that also worship the one-eyed entity, or the entity that's got one eye damaged, which explains why Hollywood and the music industry push all these symbols. And it could also explain why many people seem to channel higher entity beings or higher dimensional beings when they're in an altered state of mind. And also we can see people with certain memories of patterns and entities like jesters, clowns, black and white spirals and lightning, and lots of geometric shapes. Because again, we see a pattern. People from all over the world that take psychedelics all have similar stories. And this could explain why certain people are able to manifest things that appear to be magic, not because they themselves are powerful, but maybe because they're channeling higher dimensional beings. But the question is, what do they get? What do they have to do in return?
I'm gonna use the four evils. Watch. Fire.
No.
Earth. Water. Ice.
Wait. You have the spirits. It's not magic, it's the spirits.
There you go. So there's many people that are come to the conclusion that there are spiritual beings in higher dimensions. So we can look at the offense, how, who, where, when, why, the means, the motive, and the opportunity, all to go along with all of the evidence that I've shown. So my question is it irrational to believe that there was physical dragons and that there also may be still dragons in higher dimensions? I really look forward to seeing Tom's opening statement. Hopefully he's got lots of evidence, counter evidence prepared. Thank you.
All right, and thank you, Howard, for your opening discussion there. And everybody, I want to just let you know, my name is Ryan. I'm the moderator for today. I just want to let you know that Modern Day Debate is a neutral debate platform. We're hosting debates on science, religion, and politics, and we hope you all feel welcome no matter what walk of life you're from. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe. We do have more debates coming up. For the Q&A, we will be doing a up to 30-minute Q&A at the end. Just make sure that your super chats are tracking the arguments and not the person, all right? So we're going to kick it over to T-Jump for his opening statement, and then we'll kick it into open discussion. So T-Jump, the floor is all yours.
No, there are no dragons. Everything Howard said is like, oh my God, look, they look pictures. Look at the pretty pictures, therefore dragons. It's not a valid argument. Dragons are physically impossible. Dragons. Physics. They couldn't support their own structure with their physical bodies because they're too big. So dragons aren't actually possible in the first place. Physically, there are no higher dimensions. There is no evil conspiracy. NASA isn't a lie. The fossils are real. His pictures of land masses are just land masses. They're not magical fossils of dragons. No, there are, again, his higher dimension stuff is all nonsense and all of the elements is like, oh, look, people use pretty pictures. Therefore, dragons are real. People make pictures of all kinds of things. The fact that people can make pictures doesn't mean that they're real. This is not really a serious topic.
All right. All right. If that's everything there. Yeah. And it does look like somebody called me out for reading off the PDF. How dare you? You caught me. Yeah. So a little bit more of the housekeeping before we kick it into the open discussion. Just to let you guys know that all the debates that we do are uploaded to the podcast within 24 hours of them being live. So you can go see all your favorite debates on your favorite podcast apps right now, and they're all ad-free debates, which is pretty wicked. See, I ad-libbed a little bit there. Hopefully they like that a bit more. So we're going to kick it into open discussion for up to 50 minutes. We can kick it off however you guys would like.
Cool. I'd like to just address Tom's opening statement. It's a lot to deal with, but, you know, I'm used to it with Tom. So you're saying it would be impossible to fly, Tom?
Given the laws of physics, it would be impossible for dragons as portrayed to fly.
Okay, so let's see what we can agree on. Is it bees or wasps? I think it's bees that are also not able to fly.
Bees can fly just fine.
How do they fly, Tom?
By lifting themselves up with aerial propulsion.
Wrong. It's actually down to vibration, acoustic levitation. You should check that out.
You're wrong. It's they use wings to push the air down, push them up. That's how they do it.
I'm pretty sure it's like bees. It's either bees or wasps. And you can see
both of them use wings to push air down.
Dragonflies. If you look into it, Tom, instead of interrupting me, you'll learn that it's actually the wings cause a frequency, and the frequency causes acoustic levitation because they wouldn't be able to lift themselves being such fat-bodied.
That was incorrect. So that's a false paper that proclaimed that. That's not actually how they do it. They push air down. That's how they fly. They push air down.
So you deny acoustic levitation? Do you want me to get an experiment up that shows that you can levitate things with acoustics?
I know you can, but they push air down with their wings. That's how bees fly. Bees and hornets, they all push air down to fly.
You can believe that if you want, but I believe that it's acoustic levitation because I've seen experiments that can prove acoustic levitation. And I also see how fat bees are and how little their wings are. And also, did you notice in my opening statement video that there's evidence that there was more oxygen before what? I'm not sure. Maybe before the flood or some other cataclysm that we can see.
You mean back when there were dinosaurs?
There's who's got more evidence, Tom? Me or you?
Because
going off your opening statement, you don't have much evidence. I'd say that I've got a longer list of examples than you could give.
Examples.
In fact,
what?
You didn't give any evidence, did you?
Right, because there isn't any.
Well, there's a lot of discoveries which are classed as dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yep. But that's your only evidence. You have one source of evidence. I literally gave about 20 different sources of evidence, different places at different times, all non-profitable.
What evidence?
Not what evidence?
Yeah, what evidence did you present?
Okay, let's talk about it. You're still talking. I'm sorry. I won't interrupt you, Tom.
Pick a single piece of evidence.
Have you finished, Tom?
Yeah, pick a single piece of evidence.
All right. All right, well, now pay me the same respect and don't interrupt me while I'm talking, please.
Would you just pick a single piece of evidence, please?
I'd prefer to just say what I was going to say. I've given a list of evidence.
I don't know. Pick one.
You're interrupting me. I tell you what, Tom, you just say something and I'll start talking. And then when I start talking, try to do me
No, I'm not interested in hearing you talk. I'm not interested in you
talking over me. So we start muted rounds. We can start muted rounds.
Don't care.
You pay some respect like an adult.
an example.
We can go back and forth for 2 minute intervals if you guys would like.
No, I will not do that.
Yeah,
that
would be great. I will
not
do that.
I will not participate.
I don't want to be talking over Tom, and I definitely don't want him talking over me.
So he has to answer my question, or I'm going to continue to ask the question.
I'm not
going to. What is a single example of evidence?
Can you mute him, please, Ryan?
What is a single example of evidence?
I think he's just asking this question. He's going to stop. So if you want to just answer his question there, I think we'll be able to move on after that. So he's looking for some more evidence, it sounds like, for that.
I want him to pick a single example that he thinks is evidence.
I gave lots. We can go
pick
through the list.
A single example. Holy
you
shit.
You can keep talking to me like I'm a naughty little child, but I'm not going to take that kind of shit off you, Tom.
A single example.
No, I will talk.
Moderator, make him answer the question. Make him pick a single piece of thing that has happened.
I'm so sorry, Howard. He did ask for just one of the single pieces of evidence that you had provided there. So if you wanted to delve into one of the examples that you had talked about in the video there, that might make for some of the conversation that he's looking for, I think.
I do. Thank you, Ryan. But the problem is, every time I start speaking, he talks over
me. What I do? Just give an example. How hard is this, Howard? Pick an example.
I would
say
like
the words.
2 minute rounds muted because I don't want to deal with this kind of disrespectful, childish video game playing buffoon.
Moderator, if he doesn't answer the question, just mute him. You have one chance, Howard. Answer the question. Pick a single example of evidence.
We can go through the list one at a
pick
time.
A single example of evidence.
No,
stop
wording. No. Stop interrupting me. Ryan, either you mute it or we end the debate right now.
Then
I'm not
get
gonna go
out.
Through,
I'm
not
gonna
going to go through my
example,
list of evidence if he's going
to
talk over me every time I open my mouth.
I don't want a list. I want an example. A single example.
The list is a list of
pick
examples.
One example.
I would, but you keep talking over me every time
I'm
start.
Pick an example.
So we'll go through the list one at a time.
No. I don't want the list. That's the list. I'm saying don't give me the list. I don't want your garbage list. I want you to pick a single example. This is not rocket science.
I will pick one example off the list, and then we can go to another example off the list.
No. We pick one example. Pick one example. Go. What is
who
the example?
Are you to tell me what to do? I don't get it. Why don't you pick? Why don't you pick an example off my list?
I'm gonna interrupt here, Howard. I will say that it does look like the live chat is in agreement that they would like for us to go down into one of the specific examples that you provided in your intro.
Me too.
So if we can just pick one of those examples and move into a discussion about one of those specific things, that would be I think fruitful for what the what T-Jump is looking for, and also what the audience is looking for. So
yeah, me too. But if T-Jump's going to keep talking over me every time I start speaking, then this isn't going to work. So how about T-Jump picks one of the examples of the many that I gave in my opening presentation?
Pick an example, Howard.
You pick one.
Stop deflecting, Howard. Answer the question. Pick an
deflecting.
Example.
You stop deflecting. Why don't you pick one?
Because I've literally asked one question the entire time. Give me a single example of evidence, and you've done nothing but deflect. Stop deflecting, Howard.
Stop deflecting. You didn't give
this
any.
This is my question. This is my question. I started with the first question. Give me a single example of evidence, and you have not done so in 10 minutes.
I started with the first question, and you've diverted it, and you're deflecting from the fact that you didn't give any evidence. So I'm asking you
to pick
one of the.
Stop deflecting.
Tom, give me a single piece of evidence. Tom, why don't you pick
I'm not going to listen
Howard.
To anything you say.
Not interested.
Give me
not interested. I don't give a shit, mate. Goodbye, Tom. I don't give a shit what you say. Everyone that's watching knows that I've just given a list of evidence. You're welcome
give me
to pick
a single example. Stop
go
gibbering.
For it. Pick one.
Stop gibbering.
You paid attention.
Give me a single
Did you pay
example.
Attention? Did you
give
pay
me
attention?
A single example of evidence, Howard? I'm just
I've
keep asking
loads.
The question.
Why don't
give
you
me
give
a single
me one?
Example.
Why don't you give me one?
Give me a single
of
example of evidence, Howard.
I've
moderator, if he's not going to give me a single example of evidence, that's the one question that is literally the point of the entire debate. Can you just kick him out, please? That'd be great.
Moderator, can I just ask, how is it that I've presented lots of evidence? He hasn't presented any. Why is he asking me to present more evidence when he hasn't presented any? I'm telling you,
that's how the
Tom,
burden of proof works. You have the positive claim, so give me a single piece of evidence.
I've given you lots of evidence. Why
so
don't
pick
you,
one? Give me
you
one.
You pick one. You pick one.
Nope. You pick one.
Why weren't
pick
you paying
a single
attention?
Piece of evidence, Howard. Moderator, yep. He has to do something. Like, he has the burden of proof. I can't do anything if he doesn't present
evidence. I've presented evidence. Now, pick if you one. Have anything to say about it, go for it. What have you got to say about pick the one, evidence Howard. That I've presented?
You have pick none. One. Pick you have one. None. You have nothing.
Unfortunately, our conversation well, then there's isn't no conversation. Get very far if we, if we keep focusing on who's going to make what point and on where. So if either one of you can pick one of those points, preferably yourself, Howard, where they are the arguments that you are presenting in the intro there.
I've tried.
Whether it's the, I was watching the live chat here, so I don't really want to make any suggestions on what I'd heard there. But if you want to pick one of your more favorite examples here.
I would love to, but every time I try, Tom speaks over me.
Why do you keep delaying? Just pick one.
Because you've got a bad attitude, you've got no respect, and you're
trying
to.
Right, I don't respect you. That's true. Pick one.
You pick one.
Nope.
Because every time I've tried to pick one, you've spoken over me.
Because you haven't been picking one. You've been complaining. You've done nothing but complain. You haven't addressed the question.
But show arrogance and show that you have no evidence. One. You pick one. I've given a lot of evidence, Tom. What have you got a problem
pick
with? What don't
one.
You? Which part pick of my evidence?
One. You're all. Everything you said is absolute garbage. Pick one.
Everything you've said is complete garbage. I've shown evidence you haven't. Okay. So if you've got
moderator, he's wasting my time.
He's got a problem with my evidence. Tell me what it is you don't like about the evidence, Tom, and we'll talk about it.
You're gonna have to get him to answer the question. I'm just gonna wait until he answers the question. Go ahead, moderator.
I'm so sorry, though, Howard. It does look like instead of answering with what you think T-Jump is gonna feel about the point that you're going to make, or whether I don't think he's going to interrupt you if you start talking about a specific example that you made in your intro, I think we can count on that. So if instead of saying he won't let you speak or anything like that, if you could just go right into an example of something that's related to the Did Dragons Exist, because we can't just spend the whole time discussing who's going to pick which argument. So if you could pick one of the arguments that were in your opening discussion, and expand on that and get into the meat of the discussion. Otherwise, we're just going to be keeping on going in circles.
Yeah,
on
who's I'd gonna... love to. Is there any chance you could mute Tom so I could speak without interruption and then we could move forward?
How about
I
you
think
pick
that
one?
Was a great idea. 2 minute rounds.
I'm so sorry. If we could pick one of the discussions rather than if we, like I said, I don't think T-Jump's going to interrupt if we can just expand on one of those opening discussions, right? So, that's kind of, I think, what the audience is looking for here is just the discussion about the dragons rather than who's going to pick an argument. So if we could get into that meat, that would be great.
It would be great. It really would. Can you mute him, please?
Can you pick
because
one?
I'm not having him. I will. Can you stop interrupting?
No,
can you mute him
one.
And I'll talk? I'll be able to give a few reasons why I think my evidence.
No, I don't want a few reasons. I want one.
The evidence that I've presented is reproducible. You can find it yourself. It's primary information. So when we're talking about
an example,
are you going to keep talking over me, Tom?
You said it's reproducible.
Ridiculous.
What
I would
is
like
reproducible?
I would love to explain, but if you're going to talk over me, this isn't going to work. Ryan, last time. Can you please mute Tom?
All right,
Ryan. Did what I say make sense there? He said something's reproducible. I want to know what the thing that's reproducible
well,
is.
Well, why
right?
don't you wait I until I finish speaking, and then when I finish speaking, you can ask a question or make a comment.
What we'll do is, we'll let Howard make his point here. If you don't mind, T-Jump, I'll put you on the mute for just one moment. So
no, I'm not accepting that. No, I'm not going to accept that. All right. So Howard has to answer the question.
Is that your skill? Is that how you win debates by interrupting people? Can't you?
No,
because
you say gibberish. You say hours and hours of gibberish.
Show some decorum.
A single example.
Well,
I don't want
we spent
to
hours arguing over nothing because you keep interrupting. If you don't interrupt, you might
you have all
something.
The power, Howard. You can just answer the question at any time.
That's why I want
to. And Ryan has the power to mute you. I recommend you do that.
I'm so sorry. I was going to say I do want to test the theory if you don't mind, T-Jump. If we put you on mute, if we can get into some of the mute.
Nope, not interested. We're not going to play Howard's game. He has to answer the question. He has to play by the rule of the debate.
1 minute? How about 1 minute rounds, Tom?
Nope.
How about
answer
1 minute where you don't
question.
Interrupt me?
Just give you
I will.
Takes 5
I will.
Seconds. Takes
no,
less
it
than
takes
5
me a
seconds.
Minute. It'll take me a minute.
Answer the question.
It'll
what
take me a minute.
Is an example of evidence. Not a minute. Take 5 seconds. Give an example.
No, I'll take a minute, and I'll take an uninterrupted minute.
I'm not
going to
give
minute.
You 1 minute uninterrupted, because there's
too
much gibberish.
Is this your show, Tom? Is this your show?
Yes, it is my show.
Okay.
So You're going to get 5 seconds. Give me an example. Just list it. I don't want background information. I don't want all of the evidence. I don't want to know if it's repeatable. I just want an example. This is evidence. You don't got to explain why. Just tell me. This is evidence.
Have you finished talking, Tom?
No.
Go on, then. Keep talking, Tom. I won't interrupt you.
Okay. What's the evidence?
Is it my turn to talk?
No, I'm going to give you an option to give 5 seconds to listen. If you don't, you deflect and evade, I'm going to ask you again, what's the evidence? Give me the example.
Okay, I need a minute.
I'm not going to give you a minute. Tell me exactly what the evidence is. I don't want a minute of gibberish that I have to respond to. I want a single example. It takes 5 seconds to give a single example. Hey, look, this is a top of a peanut butter jar. Example, done. Took you 2 seconds. Can you do that?
I gave 12 minutes of evidence. We can go into it.
So can you pick one and tell me what that one is?
Why don't you pick one? Did you
because
watch
I've literally
it?
Been
were you playing video games? That's why you don't want to pick one, because you weren't paying attention.
No, I don't want to pick one because what you said is dumb. Can you give me an example?
Can you know it's dumb if you're not giving me your undivided attention, Tom?
Because you said it. That is sufficient information to know it's dumb.
Well, that's just disrespectful and childish. I don't agree with you. You're not proving that I'm dumb with counter evidence, are you, Tom?
Right, I'm not.
You're
I'm not
just showing
that you're
arrogance.
Dumb. We already
like the last
know.
Debate we had.
We already know that you're dumb, and so we can guess with induction that anything you say is probably dumb. And so I can use a justified belief that what you say is dumb, since everything else you said
is
dumb.
This is
Do
ridiculous.
You have an example of evidence?
Yeah, but I'm not going to start talking if you're going to talk over me again, Tom. So why don't we do the 1 minute muted rounds?
What we can do is we can go into 1 minute.
I will not participate if I have to listen to a gibberish of his minute. I want an example. If he can't
do
it, we're
not
doing
it's gibberish if you don't allow people to talk, Tom?
You have every opportunity to talk.
Games.
You have every opportunity to talk, but you're not
had every
giving
opportunity
an example.
Okay, so
remain quiet, but you won't. So we should have muted rounds.
I will not participate unless he actually gives an example in under 10 seconds.
Okay, because if we can't get into the discussion this way, we would have to go into muted rounds just so that we can get some.
I will not participate in muted rounds. I'm not interested in listening to more of his gibberish. I want an example. It's very clear, very concise, reasonable request. If he can't do it, I'm not interested in listening to him.
Enjoy your video game, Tom.
Thank you. I am. It's a very good
Maybe
game.
Me and Ryan could have a discussion, a respectful discussion where we allow each other to talk, and you could just play your video game, yeah?
I'm not interested in hearing you preach.
Well, then why don't you shut up and let me and Ryan talk?
Because
you're obviously not interested.
I don't want to listen to you preach.
Right. Ryan, I've asked for 1 minute muted rounds because Tom's not happy with 2 minute muted rounds.
I've asked for a 5 second explanation of a single example.
Sorry, are you talking over me again? I was talking to Ryan, not you. Yep. Ryan, yep. I've made 12 minute video with lots of evidence, which Tom hasn't even watched or listened to because he's too busy playing video games. I don't know why you're here having a debate if you're not even going to pay attention to people's
Are you
evidence.
Going to give an
so
example?
If you would like to refute, if you would like to make a rebuttal about any of the evidence that I've shown, you pick something, Tom. Show us all that you actually watched.
I'm still waiting for an example. Still waiting.
I gave you 12 minutes of examples,
Tom.
Pick one. Why don't you give me something?
Pick one.
You give me nothing. You
okay,
pick one. I will if you mute for yourself for 1 minute.
I'm not interested in listening to a minute of you ramble. I want an example.
I'm not interested
this
in doing
evidence.
What you say. I'm not going to shotgun 10
okay.
seconds.
Moderator, I'm just going to mute. I'm just going to mute him because I'm tired of listening to him. You can tell me if he gives an example, and you can tell me what that example is.
So he's muted on your end. So if we can't have a discussion between you two gentlemen, unfortunately, the best thing to do would be to go into our what we have for our Q&A here. If we have Q&A, because it doesn't look like we're going to get into some real meat in the discussion here, unfortunately, for this topic.
It's
we
a
can't
shame.
An example between the two of you.
Can I just say one last time, I'm happy to go through my list, picking them myself, but I insist that I get up to a minute without being interrupted to explain why I believe that point is valid and whatever else I want to say about that point. I don't see why Tom gets to dictate how quick that I have to give answers. And I really don't understand how he is insisting that I pick a part of evidence that I've already given. I've given 12 minutes of evidence. He's welcome to pick on any of my evidence, but pick on it yourself. You choose part of my evidence that I've listed in 12 minute video and tell me what it is you don't think's worthy or right So tell me what you've got against my evidence, Tom. You've seen 12
minutes.
Are we
going
yet?
Can we do a Q&A or something? Because I'm bored.
We can go into what we have for Q&A. We don't have a whole lot here right now. It does look like most of the live chat is what I've been discussing here and trying to push the discussion here into some of the substance there. But it does look like we're going to we're not going to be able to get too deep into that right as of now. So just give me a few minutes here. And sorry, everybody, that looks like we'll be calling this one a little bit shorter than what we planned.
It's a shame. I've really prepared for this as well, but I've got so much information to talk about, but I'm not going to be spoken over like this every time I speak to Tom. It's disgusting. If he can't be muted, then...
Did he present his argument yet? Because I doubt it. I highly doubt it. I bet money he didn't do it.
My argument is that I've made 12 minutes of evidence. You've given zero again. This is the second time we've had a debate in this month, in which, or last month, that you haven't presented any counter evidence.
Still hasn't presented his argument, has he?
All you present is arrogance, Tom. That's all
you
got.
His mouth is moving, but none of what he's saying is his argument.
My argument is you have no counter evidence, and you didn't pay attention to the 12 minutes of evidence that I gave in my opening statement. Everyone else saw it, but you were playing video games again, so tough shit.
Okay. Pretty sure that's over a minute uninterrupted. Still no argument, right?
Oh, I'm not making an argument about the evidence. I'm making an argument about your lack of evidence and your vast amount of arrogance. That's so all I'm arguing now.
We'll take one from the live chat to see if we can get pinpointed here. For €2, Andrew One, thank you so much for your super chat, had asked, can Howard pick one of his best evidences only?
Okay. With pleasure, as long as Tom doesn't interrupt me. See, I think that a lot of my evidence is really good because it's reproducible. That means it's primary information. It's stuff that you can find for yourself. So when I'm talking about ancient texts, you can find them for yourself. Statues, you can go and look at them yourself. Artwork, you can find on the internet, or you can go and look at museums. Petrified organs along the coastline and also along the riverbeds. Stories is all Tom's got. Stories about partial bone discoveries. So I look at my evidence, which is reproducible, to back up the interpretation from the bone discoveries that are made. And then I look at Tom's lack of evidence, which is zero. Or if he had prepared a presentation, it would have just been secondary information, all based on dinosaurs, and that's just an interpretation that's been given to him. So I look at the alternative to dragons, which is dinosaurs, and I see lots of evidence why that wouldn't be trustworthy, because all dinosaur bones are kept in secret, and the only people that can inspect them are museum people that work for the museum. And even if you could inspect a bone, if the discovery is partial, like we know they are, how do you know what the head looks like just because you've got two or three bones? So when we my point is, my evidence is, all we have is partial bone discoveries. So you can believe what Tom believes, that the partial bone discoveries are dinosaurs, because that's what you were taught to believe by one source, museum owners, and academia, that's all pushing for dinosaurs and long timelines and globes and evolution. But all of that house of cards crumbles when you take one card away, where I am of the opinion, I'm open-minded, but I'm of the opinion that dragons aren't a fabrication, a myth only, because we see them all over the world, like I showed in my opening statement. We find these bone discoveries, mostly partial, but when they are complete, we see that they call them sea dragons themselves. So the sea dragon bone discovery that was found in the UK is my best evidence that there were dragons, because all other bone discoveries are partial, and the only thing that people like Tom have to back up his interpretation or his belief on what the bone discoveries are is from an industry.
Do you see why I don't let him talk? Like, all the gibberish. The question was, give one piece of evidence. What is one piece of evidence, Howard?
Bone discoveries. Pay attention, Tom.
What bone discoveries?
What you class as dinosaur bone discoveries, I would class as giants and dragon bone discoveries.
How are those evidence of dragons?
You really should have paid attention to the opening statement, but okay, I'll go through.
How are those evidence of dragons?
I'll try and go through the video off the top of my mind.
Just like premise, conclusion. This is evidence of dragons because why?
Because all over the world, people have depicted dragons in their statues, in their artwork, in their literature.
So just
I'm still talking.
No, 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 that was one. You gave one stop.
I was finishing my one point.
You finished too much. Depictions. All over the world.
No, Tom, I'm not interested. I was making a point.
You don't get to finish. I have to stop you because you're going to go in your gibberish machine again. I don't want to hear your gibberish machine.
The thing was, I was talking to someone in the audience.
No
I
gibberish machine.
To you. Yeah. I was talking to someone in the
no
audience.
No gibberish machine.
So sorry, I don't give a fuck what you say, Tom.
This would be a fine time to have a little back and forth, which is fine. But yeah, if you want to hold on to your point there for just 1 second, T-Jump, we'll let him finish his example about the statues there, and then we'll let you respond.
No, I will not let him finish because I know his gibberish. So that was actually a relatively good answer. So he gave bones. That was a great. He did. He gave a single example. Bones. Phenomenal. How are bones evidence of dinosaurs? And his answer was, people had depictions and statues. Also, concise, if he just stopped there, that'd be great. That's a phenomenal argument right there. Be concise. It's stupid, but sufficiently concise. So how exactly does Howard think depictions of dinosaurs is evidence that they actually existed? Why are depictions evidence they actually existed?
You finished, Tom?
No, I'm never finished.
Let me know when you're finished, Tom.
I will never be finished, but you can interrupt me, and I will allow you to interrupt me.
I'd hate to interrupt you, Tom.
I'm sure you would.
Okay, so did you have any response there, Howard, or would you want
to continue? I'd love to, but is he going to interrupt me again? Before I finish making my point, like an immature child playing video games.
Probably.
Well, maybe we should mute you and wait until I finish speaking.
Or you could just answer the question. That'd be great.
What, so you can interrupt me before I make my finish my point again?
So if I have to listen to your monologue, yeah.
Please mute him, Ryan. I don't want to have to keep talking nonsense with this guy. It's like basic education, manners. Learn some manners, you pig. Ryan, can you mute him for 30 seconds so I can answer the point?
No.
Because he's going to laugh over me. He's going to talk over me. I'm not interested.
Well,
okay. I'd love to have a serious conversation with a serious adult. If you're not able to do that, then mute yourself. Or please, Ryan, just mute him. Just mute him for 30 seconds. He's not able.
Yeah.
I'd like to answer the question.
Okay, so
we're
going to
go into an open discussion. So, we did want to have some back and forth, of course, in the discussion. And my plan wasn't to indiscriminately mute yourself either, Howard. So, I don't want to disrespect anybody, of course, in that regard, and it doesn't seem like does seem like there is chance here for back and forth, so I think you can probably both interrupt each other liberally if you want. I think that's what T-Jump is implying, but if you could just make your example and we continue on.
I'll try. It's just this isn't the way I like to communicate, and I don't want to be part of a conversation that promotes this childish, immature, disrespectful behavior. I would prefer to have a decent conversation with a decent,
so what's the answer?
Person. I would like to give you an answer, but I'm
so
asking
go ahead.
You, I'm gonna
stop complaining and just give me the answer. Don't complain about my behavior.
Request one last time,
so,
Tom.
So you're just complaining. I don't want complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm making a
literally,
formal request.
That's literally what you're doing. What do you think the definition of complaining is? Just give the answer.
I'm making the request. Will you
still
please?
Complaining.
I'm not complaining. I'm making
literally
the request.
What you're doing. You're complaining.
Okay.
Like, oh my God!
I was complaining. Now I'm asking. Will you please show some respect so that
if
this
you
can
answer the
can
question without gibberish, I would be happy to. Please answer the question without gibberish. I don't want a backstory.
Is,
I don't want a minute of
you
talking.
Me
I want
talk over me. I get nervous, and then maybe I start speaking too much, but that's what I don't want to do. So I'm asking you formally, respectfully, will you show me some respect?
If you can answer the question concisely without gibberish, I would be happy to.
See, I don't believe it is gibberish. I don't think anything I've said is gibberish. I think I've given good, solid evidence and reason.
When somebody, like the last question, the question from the audience was, can you give your single best example? And you monologued for a minute about gibberish without giving an answer. You didn't explain how what you think is evidence is actually evidence. You just said, here's stuff, lots of stuff. And you gave 20 examples, none of which you explained how it's evident. This is why I want to pick one example, and I want you to explain to us how you think it's evidence. I don't want a list. I don't want to hear a monologue. I want you to explain. How do you think the depictions of dragons is evidence that they actually existed?
Wow, you're such a hypocrite. I literally spent a minute explaining.
You didn't explain any of
that. And you're telling me that you want me to explain a point, but you don't want a monologue. So I just, look, why don't you just shut up for a minute and I'll answer the question. That's all I want to do, Tom. But you keep making comments like this gibberish.
Because I interrupt when you're not answering.
And you keep laughing. Well, that's disrespectful.
I don't care. I'm going to interrupt if you're not answering the question.
I don't care about having a disrespectful conversation with a disrespectful person.
That you think that when we see depictions, like in statues of dragons, that makes it reasonable to believe that those things exist. Why do you think when people make drawings, that means the things they drew exist? Why? Why do you think that?
I'll tell you if you promise.
Don't just tell me. Don't tell me that you're going to tell me. Just tell me. Skip to the tell me part.
I'd love to. So.
Don't tell me you'd love to.
I was just about to talk and you've done it again.
Stop the prophecy.
Ryan,
just
mute
say
him.
It.
Just mute him and then mute me.
No,
mute
we're
him
not going to do that. Just ridiculous. Answer the question.
I will, but you keep interrupting me,
Stop telling
me, Tom.
Me that you will. Just do it. Just do it. Do the Shia LaBeouf. Just do it. Just do it.
We can continue.
Ryan, I'd love to answer him, but he keeps interrupting me.
Well, I was going to say, it does seem like there's a little bit of discussion there that is kind of missing. So what we're going to do is we can continue into the Q&A here, and we can get into, we can wrap it up here if that's all right with you fellas.
Can I just quickly answer that question? Because this is stupid. Shut up, Tom. Ryan, if he doesn't stop talking, please mute him. This is silly. This shows bad moderation. I'm sorry. I want to talk about the topic, and all he wants to do is run down my character and claim that I'm talking gibberish, but he won't let me talk. So I don't understand how this is good moderation. I'm not trying to beat you up here. I'm just saying mute him if he interrupts me, and the conversation will flow much better.
The only reason I interrupt you is because you say you don't answer the question. If you were actually answering the question, I wouldn't interrupt you. I only interrupt you because you say things that have literally nothing to do with the question all the time.
All right, so we're going to continue on into the live chat here, and we do have another $5 from John Athen. Thank you so much for that. He asked, what is the strongest piece of evidence for dragons?
Cool. So it's similar to the last question, so I'll finally be able to answer it. The idea is that if we see depictions all over the world that show the same thing, either you're going to believe that they all have telepathy and they all like transmitted the idea to different continents, or they somehow had technology like mobile phones or video calls and they're like, hey bro, look at this picture I've just drawn. It's a dragon. It's got these wings and it breathes fire and it's got like scaly skin, and all these other places in the world saw the same video or got the same memo, or they got the same message, they channeled the same message. So yeah, the point is, if there's the same depiction all over different parts of the world, then you're either going to believe in some kind of communication or that they made the same observation. It's kind of simple. Why would they all have the same depiction if they hadn't made the same observation?
Because people add wings to things all the time. Duh.
Why don't they add wings to a cow? Why don't they add wings to... why aren't there...
Have you ever heard of a winged pig? So why do you think there are common depictions all over the world of people with four arms?
Are there any statues of winged pigs? or winged elephants?
Yes, there are. There's actually lots of them all over the world. Yes, Google winged pig statue.
As many as there are of serpent entities and reptilians and dragons.
Why would the number matter?
Oh, okay. So you're saying that a big quantity of evidence isn't stronger than a few examples?
No. The question is, why do you think it's evidence at all? People make statues of lots of things. Like, people make statues of humanoids with four arms. Does that mean humanoids with four arms existed all over the world?
Maybe.
The answer is no.
How do you know it's no? Are you a time traveler? Why are you so arrogant?
Yes, I am a time traveler. I have been there. They don't exist. You're welcome. But you the reason it's not evidence is because people have this thing called an imagination. There's a SpongeBob with a rainbow. It's imagination. And they use this imagination to combine things that aren't actually combined, like a croco duck. Heard of a croco duck? A duck with a crocodile head? Doesn't exist. Are there pictures of it? Yes, because people use their imagination and then take that imagination and turn it into art. And people do that all over the world. People want to say a flying lizard is a common thing because they're cool. And so they put them into statues. And that's why, just like they have hippogriffs all over the world and sphinxes all over the world. Not because it's real, but because people have this thing called an imagination.
Well, imagine that, Tom. See, I've got an open mind. I'm not sure about anything that I speak about. I just like to show evidence which has stacked up to give a conclusion that most likely there was some kind of dragons physically, and maybe even in a higher dimension to this day, there are dragons, in my opinion. But I'm open-minded. I'm willing to look at other information, and I'm willing to listen to other ideas. But you're very... confident.
Why are you complaining about me?
Sorry.
I'm
not just talking about you. Please let me finish talking, Tom. It's really annoying.
The point is that this is why I don't let you talk. Because you're complaining. You're complaining about
finished.
Other people.
I was nearly finished. I'm going to keep talking.
I don't.
I wasn't like, talking just about
the question
me,
was why
please
do you think this is evidence?
I will answer again.
I don't want to listen to your monologue about
the people you don't like. Well, then why have you had a debate with me, Tom? I'm trying to talk and you're interrupting me all the time.
Sorry, fellas. I will have to mute you guys if we can't. Because of the delay, there is, like, there's overlapping between your voices going on, and no one's going to be able to understand what you're saying. So, what we will do is we'll just let him finish up the question that was addressed to him, T-Jump, and then we'll continue with the other questions, if that's all right. And we'll let you have a rebuttal there to what he's saying, so we can hopefully get into some more of that conversation that we might have missed out on. So I'm just going to let Howard finish up here, what he was saying, and then we'll kick it over.
Thank you. So, yeah, we see depictions all over the world in countries' flags. We see statues. We see artwork. We see very old depictions, and we see not so old depictions like George and the Dragon. We've got the Order of the Dragon, which... wasn't that long ago, it was a few hundred years ago. And the Count Dracula, the name Dracula comes from dragon, and the royal family are known as Blue Bloods, and they're related to Count Dracula. I mean, there's evidence everywhere, Tom. You're very confident, overconfident. I'm open-minded. I've got evidence to support my opinion. You don't really have evidence. You've just got very biased, overconfident beliefs that you can claim what was happening years ago when you weren't even there. Crazy. But yeah, you're entitled to your beliefs, even if I think they're a bit fanatical. Please do provide some counter evidence, Tom. Why is it irrational for me to believe that all these depictions and statues might have actually been inspired by something that they've observed? Because you haven't answered my question. Why did they all depict the same thing in different places? Please answer that, because I've never seen SpongeBob SquarePants being designed by another cartoonist. I've never seen two people paint Mona Lisa. It's to me, it seems like each artist has a unique style and you only get copies from copies.
Do you see why I don't let him talk? This is why.
I was waiting for you to unmute yourself.
This is why I do not let him talk.
You didn't.
And I never will. It's never until he answers the question. I'm not going to let him talk.
Is that your evidence? Is that your counter evidence that because you were
on mute? Are you going to give an example now? Are you going to explain why you think depictions are evidence?
You're not listening to anything I'm saying because you're distracted by a video game and your arrogance.
Are you going to explain why you think depictions by imagination are evidence?
You're saying they're imagination. I'm saying they're observation because the details are.
Why do you think
I'm talking, Tom? The details are too persistent.
I'm done. I'm bored with this. I can't keep going. It's too dumb.
You're losing
too dumb.
Because you've got no counter evidence and everyone sees your arrogance. Well done.
Too dumb.
Yes, you are. You've got no respect, no decorum, and no counter evidence.
Got me.
No counter evidence. Again. Where's your counter evidence, Tom?
Okay, so we do have another question here from a good question for $5 related to the subject here. He asks, Howard, dinosaur bones are found across the planet, and that's why there are depictions everywhere. They said okay, dinosaur bones are found across the planet.
Okay, so as I said to Tom, he's assuming that they're dinosaur bones because it's a confirmation bias. You've been told that they're dinosaur bones, and you've been told that dragons didn't exist. So your beliefs are based on secondary information only, where my ideas are open-minded because my observations are primary information. Like I said before, I can see physical scripture. I can see different scriptures, different religious texts and myths from all over the world that tells me it's not dinosaur bones, it's dragon bones. I can see statues, I can see depictions, and I can also see petrified organs along every coastline and riverbed. So I don't agree that they're dinosaur bones because of the vast amount of evidence that says that there were dragons. Whereas the only evidence that people like you in the audience and Tom has got to say that they're dinosaurs is the official narrative. That's it. Apart from that one official source that says this is what you've got to believe, all of the other evidence throughout history is saying that they're dragon bones that are being discovered. But that's totally up to you, whatever you want to believe.
All right. For 100, I think they're called crones. For both of you guys, define the word evidence. Tom first.
That which can differentiate imagination from reality or increases the probability of a proposition being true.
Okay, and you, Howard, what would be your definition for evidence?
Tom's really good at definitions. I just count it as information to support an argument or an idea or a conclusion. Yeah.
All right. And that was from Aaron Rorvik. I think we have gotten to the end of our super chats there. So if we wanted to call that a debate, we will sign off here if the gentlemen are good. All right, cool. All right, well, thank you everybody for coming out. Make sure that you definitely hit the like and subscribe because we will be back. There's a crowdfund right now for upcoming debates, so definitely check that out. Otherwise, thanks everybody for coming out, and this is only my second time doing this, so I'm still learning. So thanks everybody for being patient with me, and thanks gentlemen for coming out to have this discussion. Take care, everyone.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.